Brett Hollander back here on WBAL with Orioles rookie right-hander Kevin Gausman joining us from Houston, Texas. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Has your outing on Sunday sunk in full yet?
Yeah, you know, a little bit. To be honest, I tried to, enjoy it Monday on our off day and, just kind of focus on my next task, which is a race.
Let's start with the outing on Sunday. Did you feel, all in all, that was your best command, best stuff, a combination of the both so far through three big league starts?
Yeah, you know, I felt like my stuff was good the other times also. I think it was just up, and that was something that I really focused on the entire week, in my bullpen session. And I got off the mound twice rather than just once. And so I think that kind of really had something to do with it.
Did you actually change anything as far as your repertoire? Did you throw something different? Did you change anything as opposed to those first two starts?
I kind of started mixing in a circle change, and that was something that I thought would be pretty big for me. A couple of the guys had mentioned that I needed something like that because my split change is more of an out pitch, so more of a chase pitch. So that was something that I kind of focused on in my bullpen sessions and also kind of focused on some mechanical things.
Were you nervous at any point in your first three starts, comparatively speaking, to how you felt maybe in the minor leagues or college?
Definitely. I don't think anybody can come to the big leagues and in their debut or their first couple of starts, be completely, completely calm. But, I thought I did a pretty good job of kind of keeping everything, as calm as I could. And, it was definitely tough. And, it's a lot different than, my last start in AA was in New Jersey. And, I think there was maybe about 3,000 people there, and then my next one was in Toronto. I don't know how many people were there, but, there was definitely a big difference between Toronto and D.C. also.
So you went from literally 1 year ago through the NCAA baseball tournament to facing Miguel Cabrera, the best hitter on planet Earth, just 2 days ago. What was that like staring him down?
Oh, it was awesome. It's always fun when you get to face, the best guys in baseball, and he's definitely, I think, one of the best pure hitters in the game. And, a lot of guys think that he's just a power guy, but, he has great contact. And, to do what I did against him, I threw some great pitches and, got him to ground into two double plays. And, they were both in big situations. So that was something that I was definitely happy with. And, it was really fun his last at bat, just kind of battling.
Yeah, what was that like? You're matching 96-97 with however fast Miguel Cabrera swings a baseball bat. And you are battling foul ball, and then you get him. What was that feeling like?
Oh, it was awesome. It was a fun at bat, and I like those at bats. Those are the ones that you remember, at least for now. That's kind of my highlight right now. But it was definitely something that was fun, and he's a funny guy. He's so good that he slows down the game so much, and I think I threw a 1-2 fastball in on him. And, he nodded at me a little bit. I don't think he was expecting me to go in. So I think he kind of respected me a little bit there. And then I threw him a 2-2 slider low and away that he fouled off. It was a great pitch. And, then he kind of nodded at me again. So I think, it was fun. It was awesome. And, it was a good way to end my outing.
Kevin, the game in D.C., was that the hardest you've ever been hit in your life, Little League through and up until your three big league starts?
I don't know about in my life. I've definitely had my outings where I've been roughed up. And, my freshman year at LSU wasn't smooth at all, at least the first half of it. So, I've had those outings where I've given up a lot of home runs and, been up in the zone like I was there. And, at this level, those guys will make you pay for it pretty quick.
Looking at this road trip right now, you're in Houston, Texas. You're not pitching over these three games. You take a major league flight on this travel trip. You're now in Houston. There's that hill in center field. What's the experience like now just being a major leaguer?
Oh, it's awesome. We stay in nice hotels. We get charter flights. It's really been awesome. I think this group of guys really make it fun. They mess with me because I'm a rookie, and but they make it fun. And I think something that really helped that is how long I was in Bailey camp. I got here and I got sent up, and I felt like I knew all the guys already. And I had a relationship with all the guys. I could go up to them and ask them questions. And, you know, that's really what I've been doing more than anything, is just kind of picking these guys' brains and watching the game. Watching Freddie Garcia's last outing was fun to watch. So, you know, I'm just trying to pick all these guys' brains.
All right, Kevin Gausman, Orioles right-hander. He'll start again in St. Petersburg, Florida at the Trop. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Kevin Gausman, and we're back with more next here on BAL.